Network.
All right, here's some of the insane news, all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Drudge. DrudgeReport.com. New Hampshire activists head to Texas, beg Perry to run. What idiots. Oh, you're so conservative. Used to work for Al Gore or for forced inoculations. NAPA superhighways. Double the size of the Texas government. Oh, we love you. Oh, we're morons. Continuing, Obama support waning even among liberal mass. Yeah, poor idiots thought they'd get a free ride from Obama. Now they've learned that the pimp's going to put cigarettes out on them collectively. Shock poll, 46% most are corrupt in Congress. Report, congressional members' net worth up 3,669%. Detroit to ration city services. Oh, yeah, you're still going to pay your taxes, but you're not going to get the services. Welcome to slavery. Based on condition of neighborhoods, wealthier parts deemed demonstration areas. Breivik's explosives cache destroyed at farm. They always do that now when it's shady. They don't use it as evidence. They destroy it. Rachel Maddow sued for defamation. That's just some of the news there. Reid plans and vows to kill House GOP debt plan. Democratic lawmaker, nobody I know has seen Reid plan. Al Franken, Josh is on the Senate floor, welcome terrorist. House Democratic leader urges Obama to raise debt ceiling without congressional approval. Give us a dictatorship. A dictator can fix it. You go to InfoWars.com. BATF admits gun walking under Fast and Furious. Well, the big announcement is they've been caught red-handed perjuring themselves, and we've got that video. I'm going to have Kurt Nimmo add that to his article. It may even be there. TSA agent poses as cop to harass woman. Welcome to the Reich. NSA admits it tracks Americans via cell phones without warrants. Norwegian police unable to find link between Breivik and far right. The political theater and debt ceiling crisis, are we being had? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Obama strikes fear into Americans while reassuring big banks. Alan Watt, Oslo gunman massacre, a designed ritual of mind control. Another one, citizen spies, brutal torture foreshadow the domestic war on terror. Huffington Post admits we're in a depression, as if we needed George Soros' outfit to tell us. Of course, you know George Soros is now not going to take private money because he knows the economy is being imploded by design and doesn't want to be left holding the bag like Bernie Madoff. That's just some of the news, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sorry to callers. We're just out of time for those. We did get to more calls today. A little bit better job of that. We'll, of course, be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. live. When we come back from this break, we're going to premiere here for radio listeners that are listening on the streams, because this fourth hour is actually on the satellites. Some stations do carry this, to be technical. But we don't do the fourth hour every day, as you know, ahead of the new TV show that we'll launch September 1st. But we're going to premiere here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener and want to see this as it premieres, just go over and sign up right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, and your purchase and support funds this operation and the type of filmmaking and special reports and TV shows and books and future films and radio show and research and all we do. And we are something rare here, a truly independent alternative media operation that understands the score, understands who the globalists are, and has been attempting with some success, and it's intensifying, to wake people up to the real geopolitical paradigm. And this issue of genetic engineering is more dangerous than nuclear weapons. It is more dangerous than anything we face, and it's being done absolutely pell-mell across the world right now. And this video, premiering here when we come back from break, is titled Genetic Armageddon / Humanity's Greatest Threat. And we need you to get this video out to everybody. Download it as we stream it live. It'll then be posted on PrisonPlanet.tv. Later in the day, we're going to post it to YouTube. And we want you to get it and get it out to everyone you know, because still half the folks I run into go, I like your show, but there's no such thing as human clones. They're not crossing humans with clones, and there's not spider goats, and there's not human milk being produced by cows, and there's no danger even if they are. Get ready, folks. This report is absolutely key. We've got to show some moral outrage over this, or we're done. We'll be right back.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Welcome to the pioneering new world of farming, pharmaceuticals, biofarming, aiding scientists, cutting-edge research.
PPL Therapeutics is working on a solution. They want to clone pigs whose organs can be transplanted into people.
Cloned and genetically modified cows that can produce milk containing the same health properties as human breast milk.
These glow-in-the-dark calves could help develop treatments for diseases, for animals, and for humans.
Yes, you did hear that correctly. He has put a spider gene into a goat.
Transgenic fish. So the fish actually have what appear to be six-pack abs that we see in humans.
My friends, I am here to warn you. I am here to alert you to the greatest threat to our species and our civilization on this planet. Humanity in just the last 100 years has increased its technological and scientific knowledge thousands and thousands of times what it was. But we are still the same species that we were, capable of magnificent heights, but also of horrifying lows. I want to talk to you about the greatest threat to human civilization and society today. Already irrevocably changing the genetic code of the biospheres on this planet. And that is genetic engineering. Now, I love
love science and technology. I know that it's a neutral thing and that man can use it for good or bad. But that said, the controllers and engineers of our society for more than 100 years have believed that if they can discover the secrets of life, DNA, that they will have the keys to immortality. And now you see all the different news articles where they openly brag about this, and the elite says, we don't need a giant population anymore to run our technological systems. We're now phasing into robotics, where the military's aircraft will be drone, where combat robots will do the fighting, where manufacturing will be carried on and executed by non-biological systems. So there is a arms race going on and a technological race going on right now dealing with genetic engineering. And recently, the FDA has put into effect new policies that allow genetic engineering companies, predominantly Big Agra, to put on the market any GMO organism they wish without even consulting the public. Now, when you look at this, it's not just GMO grass that takes less water. It's not just GMO tomatoes that last longer on the shelf. Every genetic engineer I've talked to who worked at these large companies said that in the different studies of GMO potatoes, rice, you name it, that there would be the side effect of reducing fertility in the rodents, the rats, the mice, the guinea pigs that they tested it on.
Those that ate the genetically engineered soy, they didn't actually show the problems in the first generation. The second generation was slower growth, slower onset for maturity, but by the third generation, that's when nearly all of the adults had lost the ability to have babies.
And then later in primate studies with monkeys and apes, the same thing happened. And that along with the public trait that these organisms are being engineered for, there are other traits quietly being built in as a Trojan horse that cause biological changes in the body, that increase cancer, that reduce fertility. And these developments are a lot further along than the public has even been told. The information is available, but it's not an issue that gets a lot of media play. And even when I have the news articles and cover them on air, I get emails and phone calls saying I'm a liar. I'll never forget years ago covering news articles about spider goats, part spider, part goat, to produce body armor in their udders, in their mammary glands, that can then be used as an industrial product, a special component. This is the very life force of the planet, the very building blocks of the planet being scrambled together. And people would call me and couldn't believe it. Even today, I see news articles about spider goats and salmon that are been mixed with other insects and fish that will, within 40 generations, extinct the natural salmon that are in the ocean, according to university studies. And people just seem to not care. We are being fed this stuff. GMO crops have been infecting other crops, but also other plants that are growing naturally and haven't been developed through hybridization. When there's a nuclear disaster, it increases cancer, it causes a lot of illnesses, but it tends to dissipate over time. But with genetically engineered and altered organisms, it doesn't go away. It mixes with other species. And that's what I'm here to talk to you about. What is the greatest threat to our species? It is unchecked, out of control, genetic engineering being carried out by thousands of companies in tens of thousands of laboratories across the world. I remember 7 or 8 years ago seeing in the Washington Post just a footnote in an article in their science section where they admitted that in Costa Rica there is widespread human-animal clones being made. And yes, my friends, you heard me right. In fact, if you go back to the BBC News articles from more than a decade ago, they admitted that they weren't just cloning humans, that they were splicing them, in one case, with cow genetics, bovine genetics, so that the cow would not reject the human fetus growing inside of its uterus. Now, why are they doing this? They are growing the fetuses up to close to term, reportedly, and this is what we know about, so that their organs can be harvested. You have your clone produced with cow genetics in it so that your clone can be grown in a cow nearing the time that you need the liver transplant or kidney transplant or blood transfusions, whatever the case is, and then your clone is harvested from the womb of the cow or the artificial wombs that they've been developing and harvested so that you can have an extended life. And the issue here is we need to have a debate about this. People see this as science fiction because in movies back in the 50s and 60s and 70s or in The Island of Dr. Maru, this was written about many decades before that. And so people have been preconditioned that this is fantasy and that this doesn't exist. This is very real. And I thought that I would raise this issue again because over the weekend I saw in the news of Australia, human-animal hybrids created amid Frankenstein warnings. Scientists in the UK have reportedly created more than 150 human-animal hybrid embryos in controversial secretive lab experiments that spread over 3 years. And there's another report here out of the Daily Mail who also reported on this issue. A lot of things concern me and hopefully concern you with all of this, but one issue is the media. Every time I've seen this reported in the last 15 years, it's always the first time it's being reported, and they always say it's been going on for 3 to 5 years. Well, the first time I saw this confirmed, that human clones had been created but terminated before term, before they were born, was in the BBC, 95, 96. You can pull it up. I saw it again in 97, 98, 99. I've seen it in scientific publications. And in China, they have totally embraced this system. They're not only creating human animal clones that resemble humans, they've also created cows that are part human and create human breast milk in their udders. In the last 100 years, governments began working on bioweapons. The Imperial Japanese, the Germans, England, the United States, France, many other governments. And they always centered in and around race-specific bioweapons that would wipe out a certain, quote, race of people, whether it was blacks, Arabs, Jews. Governments have worked on them all. The problem in this research is they find that humans are so interconnected and share our genetics across the board that this is unfeasible until now. Now, the number one danger here is that governments, when they began to work on bioweapons, first tried to take zoological bioweapons, like Ebola that affected apes and monkeys, and cross it over to humans. And there's evidence that that's what's happened with Ebola. Now governments, in the name of defense, are working on airborne Ebola that will kill 99% of us that it comes in contact with. Then you discover that the ruling elite are obsessed with world government being a mechanism to carry out the orderly extermination of the global population. We cover that in my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free here on the web at YouTube. At least for now, we're being censored more and more. Please get that film, get out to everyone you know. So you've got insects, animal genes, reptile genes being engineered into fish and being released open water. You've got human cross-species clones growing inside of cows so they can harvest the organs. Ladies and gentlemen, they talk about animal rights. What about human rights? They're mixing plant and animal with human. And this will allow cross-species diseases to spread easier into populations. It will give rise to mutant viruses and other mutagenic microorganisms that could create plagues the likes of which this earth has never seen. And there are thousands of different laboratories across the world working on these systems. We're already seeing clear evidence that genetically engineered crops are what's causing all of these incredible allergies. It's what's destroying our immune systems. More and more governments are moving to not even let the public know when they're eating GMO food. All right, we'll be back with the conclusion of Genetic Armageddon, Humanity's Greatest Threat, on the other side. Please spread this video to everyone you know. Great job, Aaron Dykes, producing this.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That genetically engineered crops are what's causing all of these incredible allergies. It's what's destroying our immune systems. More and more governments are moving to not even let the public know when they're eating GMO food. They're coming out with cloned beef, cloned chicken, cloned fish, but not just cloned, cross species. When you read the industry publications of these biotech companies bragging about the part human, part animal creatures they're creating, they say that it was essential from the beginning that they do this so that the clones not have rights. when they mix chimpanzee with a human embryo and play God, they then claim that these poor creatures they've created have no rights. And listen to me carefully here. If this has been going on for 15 years and is now only being introduced to the public, can you imagine what's been going on in secret in government laboratories and private corporate laboratories across the planet? That's why the global engineers are so arrogant. They have been playing God for a long time. They are taking the successes from their research and shelving it under national security for themselves. If humanity survives, when the history of this time is written, our progeny will marvel that we ever survived, and they will marvel at the unmitigated recklessness of the ruling class and what they're doing. The rates of cancers and diabetes have doubled in the last decade. We are being tested upon. This is such a nightmare by these psychopathic technocrats. The same government and corporate institutions that are caught worldwide giving children live polio and syphilis shots. The same people caught funding forced abortions in China. They are engaged in this mad testing in a race for the fountain of youth while they endanger the entire species and the planet in the process. This is the threat, not fake terrorism, not mass shootings, not all of these diversions that they use to sell us on having government take over our lives. The threat is this globalist banking cartel in control of the scientific method and almost all research funds on the planet playing God. This makes nuclear weapons look like child's play. And the psychopathic ruling class is selling all of this as inevitable. You will be assimilated by the Borg, basically. That transhumanism set up by the eugenicist Aldous Huxley is the way to go, and that they're just going to do this and it doesn't matter. They have thrown it in our face and we're not even having a debate or a discussion about it. We are being poisoned and manipulated to the food and the water. It is admitted. We are under attack. There is a revolution against free humanity through the eugenicist mindset of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, reporting from the front lines of the InfoWar. You have been warned. Now please warn others. Ask yourself, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines and cutting-edge information. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and we're going to post an article titled Genetic Armageddon, Humanity's Greatest Threat. And I hope that you will get that YouTube video out and make it go super viral to everyone. We sleep, they live. We are unconscious. Worried about this false habitat, false reality created by the image makers of Britney Spears and Winehouse and O.J. Simpson, LeBron James, Bill Clinton. These are just front people. The scientific elite are in a race to test on us to develop systems for their families, not ours. So they're testing systems to dumb us down, to poison us, but in the process developing life extension systems for themselves. I mean, A, that's what the documentation and the history and the facts show 100%. But B, that's also common sense. What would unlimitedly wealthy, powerful people be into? Life extension. And what is Ray Kurzweil and the whole transcendent man thing doing? He says he doesn't believe in God yet. He's going to be a god. The elite are going to be gods. Well, whether that's anywhere feasible or not, even living, quote, you know, thousands of years like he says they will, the issue is they believe it. And they're selling us the junk end of what they're developing. That, oh, this is inevitable. You will be assimilated. Buy into it. This is the way it is. Just accept it, and you'll be advanced, and you'll be transcendent. When the systems they're rolling out to us are really the antique stuff, the junk they didn't use. And everything we're given has Trojan horses and back doors built into it. I don't know if this species is going to survive. I don't know what our future is if we can't have a real debate about this stuff. If we can't even get the public to understand that this is going on. It's such incredible dehumanization. The rest is up to you. Help spread the word.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women.
Okay, I want to just hit a few more of the news items that I've got here in front of me. And then we'll go to your calls and then back into this news in more detail. But this Fast and Furious situation, I mean, we've really caught the government with their pants down. And this is an Iran-Contra type situation where they're giving guns to rebels to protect the cocaine and then ship the cocaine into the United States. And that came out in 86. It came out again in 96 when they had other congressional hearings on it. Well, this is going on, but now in the U.S., they're giving guns to the drug gangs. That's come out in Florida and Illinois. And they are lying about it to Congress. I mean, this makes Richard Nixon look like a choir boy compared to what Barack Obama's done. And it shows I'll never forget that letter that went public where his cousin, Odinga, had lost the prime ministership run. He's a Muslim, the minority there in Kenya. And Obama sent him a letter. This is public on Senate letterhead saying instigate riots and demand that since you didn't win the presidency, they create a prime ministership for you. And they did. I mean, this is a hardcore criminal. And, you know, I talk about Obama being a puppet. He is a puppet who reads off a teleprompter and does what he's told. But he himself is just ruthless and very cunning and very willing to break the law. And, it's scary to get up here and call for their indictment because these are gangsters. I mean, these are Al Capones. I mean, look at the Chicago mob. Look at the mob boss, Emanuel. I mean, his dad was the head of the Israeli ear gun, blowing up hotels and killing civilians. I mean, these are terrorists. These are terrorist, criminal, mafia people. And we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, they run the country. They run the purse strings. They've stolen, working with the Republican leadership, with Bush, in total synergy since Bush left office, $27 trillion and growing. We haven't gotten a new number in a year. And they've committed so many crimes that they're not going to stop. You know, when they get caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, they don't care that they got caught. They don't care that they've been caught perjuring themselves. But they can't stop us all standing up and admitting who they are. Now, the truth is the government's been corrupt for a long time. We just now are learning how corrupt it is. And so they're saying, yeah, we don't care. Came out a year ago that they take all the death benefits of troops from World War II through current. You take money out of your check, put it in a life insurance deal through the military with the big insurance companies. When you die, they use some paperwork manipulations and steal your money. And the U.S. government agreed 12 years ago secretly to allow that. These are hardcore criminals. And, again, they might as well go for broke. They've already committed so many felonies. It's like if you've already are on the run for robbing a bank and killing a cop, why not rob 20 other banks? That's why police say once somebody's fleeing for capital murder, they're the most dangerous type of fugitive because they don't care. They've already killed one cop. Well, the Obama administration's killed five cops and three Border Patrol with these guns. They don't care. They've already committed so many crimes. They don't care. They don't care. They're armed and dangerous with our nuclear weapons. They've got control of the Treasury. They've already stolen all the death benefits of the troops. You die in a car wreck, die of cancer, die of a brain tumor, whatever it is. You're 55 years old. You're a veteran. Your wife doesn't get jack squat, and they don't care. And by the way, they hope you get mad and go attack a government building because they've already told all the feds that retired military is going to attack you. And they've done things that they know are going to cause you to go postal. And when you go postal, they're going to target all the veterans. Bill Clinton signed a deal. It never got implemented to not let vets own guns. Remember that? These people are gangster criminals. All right. I said I'd go to your calls. Gold strikes new high, new record high on U.S. default fears, and the United States is now dictated to by ratings agencies. U.S. credit rating rides on S&P London view of politics on Capitol Hill. It's the same banks that put their people into the head of Moody's and S&P and others, the big three rating agencies, who then have maneuvered us, and they say, go deeper into debt to the private bankers, go deeper into debt, and we will not say that you're bankrupt. Well, the Chinese already aren't buying our debt. The Arabs aren't. Everybody already knows we've already defaulted through inflation, through devaluation of currencies. They already know. And so the only people that haven't gotten the message is the American people. It's why gold and oil's going up. It's why food prices are going up. It's why they're telling police departments and fire departments and unions, okay, give us half your pension, and then maybe you'll get the other half. I told you, this is a program they're carrying out. Continuing here, U.S. credit rating rise on S&P London, view of politics on Capitol Hill. Obama strikes fear into Americans while reassuring big banks. He says, hey, don't worry. You know. And again, they're just getting us ready for debt default. And they're implying that, oh, we defaulted and went bankrupt because we didn't give the bankers enough money, not because the bankers created this fractional reserve banking fraudulent system. So we've got that. Also, another chilling sign I meant to get to yesterday, you notice George Soros is getting out of holding people's money. He's returned people's money. And the head of Tyco's done that. And the heads of a bunch of these big brokerage firms have been returning people's money in the last 6 months, saying, we're getting out. We're still privately going to do some stuff individually, but we're not managing your money anymore. Another big sign, Soros to close quantum funds to outsiders. Well, yeah, because they're the insiders. Soros gets direct banker bailout money. So does MSNBC. So I'm going to your calls. I wanted to just right now mention to listeners that if you want to support the broadcast so we can continue to expand and pay for our servers and our IT people and the crew and the TV folks and everything, we're supported by you that are listeners. And we also try to give you high-quality products that I believe in. When I endorse a product, I believe in it. Like these filters. The filters are made in America. The filter system, they're stainless steel bottles. They have Infowars.com on them. No BPA to sterilize you. Made in America, stainless steel, does 100 gallons. Super high quality, reduces everything, removes a lot of pathogens, 100% available at Infowars.com, the highest quality. Also, you have ending in just a few days, the special that we're running where you can get two of my films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, getting into what really goes on at Bohemian Grove. They end the Bohemian Grove meetings in 3 days. You can get that. And you can get free the Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, a great book on the whole police state takeover and just how Orwellian things have gotten. And you can also get Burmese's excellent full-length feature film, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, that really integrates and is a complement to the secret ruling class meetings at Bohemian Grove. So you get three films and a book, $19.95. Infowars.com, and the small profit we make goes back into the operation. The T-shirts, the other books, the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. This is how you buy your war bonds in the Infowar and get materials to educate yourself to a higher level that are riveting and dynamic and informative and very well produced and very well researched, and in tools to pass on to others after you've watched the films or read the books. Please make copies of my films and get them out to folks. Air them on Access TV. But it also funds this operation. So, again, please go to Infowars.com. Look at all the great items on the secure online video bookstore, apparel, shopping cart. Get T-shirts that will help you meet like-minded people on the streets of America. You'll be amazed by how many people you meet wearing an Infowars.com shirt or a Don't Tread on Me shirt. So spread that grassroots solidarity and connect with others. Again, Infowars.com, and we're adding more and more features, of course, to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I haven't even scratched the surface on the other news, what's really behind the debt ceiling, what's happening with the Libya situation. Also, they wanted to come on at the time, but I hadn't researched it enough a few months ago to have them on. They're both famous rock stars who became Christians. And WorldNet Daily's got the article. It's up at DrudgeReport.com right now. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, sued for defamation. And they called me at the time and said, we did not say execute homosexuals. And that's not true. And we've asked for them to retract. And I said, look, I haven't looked into this, so I need to. And then I meant to look into it and then forgot and never looked into it. Well, now I've looked into it. And MSNBC refused to issue a retraction, and they filed a $50 million lawsuit against MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. And so we're going to get them to pop in on the show today or tomorrow. This is big national news. They are Genesis radio talk show host, and reportedly they gave a prayer at the opening of the Minnesota legislature, and so that freaked out MSNBC, so they made stuff up. And it wouldn't be the last time or the first time. I've had MSNBC edit what I've said to make it sound like on their Rise of the Right special that I was calling for violence. And they said Ron Paul was too. But I don't have time for lawsuits. I'm not saying it's bad that they're suing them. I just don't like lawsuits. I just really don't like lawsuits. But at a certain point, what are you going to do when Vanity Fair for the White House comes out and says that WorldNet Daily has pulled their book off the shelf? Where's the birth certificate? And it destroyed sales, as it was meant to do. And that Joseph Farah had come out and renounced the book and said money back guarantee for the published price. That means, you know, they sell the book for $6 to a big bookstore. They sell it for $20. That's about how it works in the publishing business. And they're saying, oh, we'll give you $20 back. I mean, that is designed to ruin WorldNet Daily. And just like I'm against Rupert Murdoch and his dirty tricks in England, well, what about Media Matters saying in memos, get hired at conservative and libertarian outfits like Fox News, and they didn't mention the others, but we know we're it. Get in their offices, sabotage them, destroy them. I mean, that's criminal. That's hardcore felonies. And so I guess this is what you got to do to MSNBC. But they don't care. I mean, they're funded by hundreds of millions in banker bailout money. They'll just pay you with their own tax dollars back. That's why they're so ruthless. Okay, let's go to calls. Frank in Indiana, then Jonathan, Steve, Ezekiel, Dan, and others. You're on the air. I've covered some of the news. What did you call in about today?
I wanted to call in and talk about the Fast and the Furious, but first and foremost, I know you don't like people bragging on you, but I just wanted to say you woke me up 2.5 years ago, and in my opinion, you're the Neo Thomas Jefferson. I was a Prison Planet subscriber, and my subscription ended, and I want to, you know, get back with that again, so maybe when I get off the phone with you, someone could talk to me, and I could use my debit card to renew that, and I just want to tell everyone, become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's amazing, droves of information, but...
Well, thank you, sir. You can sign up right there on the site, or if you do call our office, you know, we now take the calls directly here in my office. It's a toll-free number, 888-253-3139, and they can help you when you call, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm ready for Rod Serling to step out of the wings and introduce America's, you know, new fascist Twilight Zone episode. The whole Fast and the Furious deal, you know, first you had Obama, Libya, Yemen, still bombing Pakistan, why he hasn't been impeached, and now you have the government shipping guns into Mexico and different places within the United States. These guns are killing American people. Why?
And Honduras and Miami. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I just don't understand. It's like you know, everybody is a zombie in this country. Why isn't Washington being stormed right now and demanding that these people be brought to justice?
Well, here's the deal. Washington is listening to the phones. In fact, they're in the news admitting they listen to the phones without warrants. Yeah, no kidding. They have giant NSA offices in every phone company hub. They listen to everything. That's every count of that is like something like 25 years in prison, felony charge. Again, it's lawlessness. And they've tried to get the rest of the government trained that we're lawless, but thank God these ATF officers saw cops being killed, so blew the whistle. Then the White House lied and said you weren't ordered to do this, and now they've been caught lying. But going back to Fast and Furious here, it isn't that Americans are zombies. They feel like they're alone. They feel like they're the only ones that are awake. They feel powerless. Call into talk radio. Do your own YouTube videos. Do your own local newsletter. Everybody who's awake has got to get active and reach out to others. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I went to the mall this weekend to eat dinner and to go buy my kids' shoes, my children's shoes, and then my wife got some makeup and stuff, and I bought some shirts. The point is I went to a couple of different stores. Every store I went to, women, men, coming up to us, mobbed, couldn't walk 10 feet, crowds of people around us. In the parking lots, I saw Infowars.com stickers, 9/11 Inside Job stickers. I saw big homemade stickers on, like, brand-new Lexuses even, you know, saying, legalize the Constitution, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. It was all over the place at the shopping mall, and I was mobbed. Those folks have to get together somehow. We are the majority. Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point, sir.
Oh, no, I just, you know, you've said it well, and just a few things that I would like to suggest to some listeners. You know, I've made up bumper stickers, you know, Infowars.com. I've bought bumper stickers. I make plaques. I put them up in places that are legal. Usually, you know, even on telephone poles, right, by stop signs. Everybody does it here in Indiana.
We're way past legal at this point, yeah.
I believe that, you know, I mean, like Thomas Paine was a pamphleteer. We need blogleteers. I had a YouTube channel that I just got rid of because YouTube got to the point to where they wouldn't even let me post. I would plug Infowars.com. I was especially hammering the Obama 2012 election campaign.
Well, you don't let them stop you. You just start more accounts. You know, every time YouTube censors us, I just fire at them more because they know that's where the people are. We've got to stay in there. YouTube is a main attack point.
Exactly. And I suggest to people to go on your site, Infowars.com, and buy bulk Infowars stickers and place them on a plaque and just put them places, give them to people.
I'll say this. If somebody gave us $100,000, I would 100% donate all of it to mail whoever wanted a box of Infowars stickers, a box of them. I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready to give everything away for free. That's why I say make copies of my films. I want to really go up against these people. Folks, don't wait. Frank, great points. Anything else?
You've inspired me, and I just, you know, call the people to peaceful action, and God bless you. You and your family, your kids, your wife are in my prayers on a regular basis, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. I'm trying. We're going to do it. In fact, I've been meaning to plug it the last week. We're doing a special roundtable interview discussion tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, that'll be streamed live at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's not the new TV show that launches September 1st. It'll be 30 minutes, highly produced every day, 5 days a week, weeknights. We're also going to start doing special roundtable discussions. We'll have Skype interviews, in-studio, phone calls. But this is really a beta test tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rush is on, north
to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too.
Well, I said I'd take a lot of calls, and I've taken one. Let's go ahead and try to get through these calls, because I love the different angles folks bring up. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I have three things to speak to you about. One, there's this new video on YouTube, and it's called Billions of Taxpayer Dollars Going to Taliban, and it was put up a day ago. It's essentially, it's a Wolf Blitzer CNN clip explaining how billions of dollars still somehow makes it to the Taliban and corruption within private contractors, and that I think it's a good clip you may want to look up.
Yes, I've seen the clip. We posted it on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com a couple days ago. But again, they always report on themselves like it's an accident. Oops, we ship guns into Mexico and Honduras and to drug gangs in Miami and in Chicago. Oops, Wells Fargo got caught with $300+ billion in drug money. Oops, you don't get in trouble. Oopsie. I mean, this is all done on purpose. They created the Taliban in 79. They gave them the weapons. Then when they invaded Afghanistan, it was totally staged. The Taliban, that was CIA, would conscript 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. This is confirmed and admitted. Stick them in frontline trenches. The United States would then, who was compartmentalized, the troops didn't know, had gunships and artillery, kill the young people. Then the Taliban showed up at airfields with chest of gold. This is Times of London, Newsweek magazine. They even tell the slaves, gave them the chest of gold and flew them to Pakistan. It's all completely staged. Al-Qaeda, CIA, it's all staged. Underwear bomber was a drugged out idiot that, the dad didn't like because he was basically mentally retarded. And so that, they just handed him over, to have that done. And they just take a mentally retarded person on the plane and that's the end of it. I mean, and then everybody has to be body scanned. By the way, the body scanners I was reading are now going to be made in China. So, this is how they operate. I mean, you've got a gullible population that'll put up with anything. Of course, the U.S. military helps grow the opium. So it went from 10% of world opium production pre-2001 to 93% now. And they have the Marines go, yeah, we help grow the opium. And we interdict it once it gets to America. They throw it in our face and people are like, we got to keep the drug war going, because Al-Qaeda will get us. Just, again, wake up, folks. If you don't wake up to the corruption, they're going to steal everything. They think they've got you. Anything else, Jonathan?
Yes. Remember in the Sunday Times, October 29th, 2002, essentially the ex-MI5 agent, David Shaler, his court case revealed how IRA had links to Libya. Well, on top of that, you have Lord James of Blackheath, his speech about Foundation X, where he goes in and he laughs and jokes about how he funds the North African terrorists through the IRA, and he's laundering the money in the Bank of England.
No, it's all public. It's all completely public that Al-Qaeda is the group. In fact, in the news today, Libyan embassy staff expelled from UK as rebels formally recognized, and the five rebel leaders, four of them are top Al-Qaeda commanders who openly admit that they have been in Iraq killing U.S. and British soldiers. Well, I mean, of course, what do you expect? I mean, again, and now if you don't support Al-Qaeda, you're un-American, you're un-British. And I'm glad you mentioned the speeches in the House of Lords admitting all of this. Absolutely. I mean, it's in the news today. NSA admits it tracks America via cell phone calls in live time without warrants. It's completely illegal. They do it. They're criminals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.